Have you ever been betrayed? Oh, that hurts, doesn't it? It gives us that sick feeling down in our insides because someone we thought was a friend turned out not to be a friend, maybe even turned out to be an enemy. And we were greatly disappointed. Jesus went through all of that. Let's read about it in Mark, the 14th chapter and the 43rd verse. And immediately, while he yet spoke, comes Judas, one of the 12. And with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whoever I shall kiss, that same one is he. Take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goes straightway to Jesus, and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was with you daily in the temple teaching, and you did not take me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. Judas was the most famous of his betrayers. Judas was a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus had asked him to follow him, and he had answered, Yes, I will. And not only that, Jesus had chosen him out of the vast following of his disciples to be with the 12 who were his apostles that he would entrust the gospel to. And he trusted him with the treasury of the group. He held the money bag. The Apostle John says that he was a thief and took from the bag. Oh, Judas was a greedy man, covetous after money. And people who are covetous after money sell out cheap. They'll do just about anything to get money. And he sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But there were others. There was Peter, the apostle. Jesus had prophesied that Peter would deny him 3 times, and that did come about. But in the end, they all forsook Jesus and fled. You know, we've all betrayed Jesus. I betrayed him because I've sinned. I betrayed him because for so long I knew the right thing to do. I knew that Jesus had died for my sins, and yet I would not believe. I would not receive the grace of Christ. I would not receive him into my heart because I didn't want to do what he said. And it was a betrayal of Jesus. And when we are betrayed, Jesus knows how we feel. He's right there to comfort us, to help us through those times, because it is an agonizing thing to be betrayed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, all I can say sometimes about Jesus is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry he had to suffer this way for my sin, for my betrayal, for the things that I have done. And I can only be thankful and receive that grace into my heart that Jesus displayed so mightily on the cross and in his resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.